Residents of the Elk Valley who are grieving the loss of loved ones will have a new way to share their thoughts and feelings, with the addition of 3 new wind phones in local public parks. The Elk Valley and Area Hospice Society and the District of Elkford marked the grand opening of a series of wind phones, with a ribbon-cutting ceremony on July 28 in Boyven Peace Park. The park is one of 3 locations for the new wind phones, the others being Lions Park in Sparwood and Annex Park in Fernie. Wind phones are telephones that are unconnected, that provide a space for individuals to reach out to and talk with loved ones who have passed away. Located in a quiet, restful area of Peace Park, with dappled sunlight and the sound of Boyven Creek to help pause the turmoil of loss, the wind phone is a wonderful place to go for a moment of reflection with friends and family members who have left us, Elkford Mayor Steve Fairburn remarked. It offers a space to connect quietly and personally with those we have loved and lost, a place to say what hasn't been said, to pause and to give voice to our feelings of love, loss, longing and healing, he added. The Hospice Society worked closely with the districts of Elkford and Sparwood and the city of Fernie to make the project a reality, with funding from the Columbia Basin Trust's Ready Grant Program and Stellar Vista Credit Union, and installation by R&K Contracting. The phones have an antique charm, with vintage rotary dials and a booth made of stylish polished wood, designed by Erica Hornquist at EHQ Design, and constructed by Sparwood Secondary School students DeJohn, DJ Williamson and Yeha Jang, under the guidance of teachers Stephen Larson and James Lund. Wind phones are now a global phenomenon, initially established in Japan by Itaru Sasaki, who was grieving a cousin who died of cancer. Sasaki purchased an old telephone booth and set it up in his garden, but later relocated it a more public location after the 2011 earthquake and tsunami claimed thousands of lives. The phone currently sits atop a hill at the bottom of Kujirayama, near the town of Atsuchi, overlooking the Pacific Ocean. It now serves as a shrine and people visit from all over the world to connect with their loved ones on the other side. The back of the phones have a tree design, created by local artist Eric Stoffels from Coast Creative Works, mirroring the Tree of Life mural he made for the Society's hospice room door at the Elk Valley Hospital earlier this year. The mural references the natural environment with symbolism relating to growth and interconnectedness. The Hospice Society put out a call for ideas from artists last year, and Stoffel's work was chosen out of a group of applicants. The hospice room, formerly known as Room 45, was renamed Whispering Winds in 2023, and Stoffel's mural and the wind phone art references this title. The Hospice Society opened up the naming to the community and Sadie House's pick was chosen from more than 100 entries, selected by a panel of hospice board members, hospital management and the whole community palliative rounds team. Currently, the Hospice Society is working with Yaki Aknuqi, It First Nation to translate the room name in Te Na Ha, and signage will be installed once this is completed.